children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And just back from a fabulous seminar that I went to, and it was interesting. I met some really fabulous people, and I just had a great time just meeting people. Had my life saved, and I'm not sure whether it was the car or it was the prayer feathers that I got from Hopi Land, or my guardian angels, or what it was, but they might have all been working overtime on that. I'm fine. The car isn't. So it's another one of life's adventures. And I just am very thankful that my car was between two other cars, because somebody might have died otherwise. So, God works in mysterious ways, and I'd like everybody to kind of remember that instead of complaining about things. And I have to laugh, because when I talked to the insurance guy, the guy that hit me, he said, you know, there's probably not too many people that jump out of an accident like that and say, you know, I'm really glad I'm there. So I had to laugh about that. Anyway, before we get into tonight's program, I would like to mention that Hydramay Skin Nutrition is our sponsor. I love Hydramay. I love the people behind it, and I'm so grateful for their sponsorship, and I hope that you guys will try their product, any of their products. They have several, and really, they're very inexpensive, and they're priced that way on purpose because they wanted to be able to help people and to give them an organic, natural substance that would actually help. And it does. It's really great stuff. So tonight's show, we have Raphael and Aluna Joy. Welcome, you guys.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. These lovely people live in Sedona and do some really wonderful healing work. And so Raphael has consented to do a special healing on people tonight. So while I'm interviewing Aluna Joy later in the program, Raphael is going to be working his healing. So everybody that wants a healing, and anybody that you know that wants or needs a healing, please keep them in your mind, you know, as we go into the second half of the show. And I'm going to start off with having Raphael and Aluna Joy give a bio about themselves. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you for having us, Dr. Valerie. I've basically been involved with energy work for the majority of my life. Started as working with crystals and then progressed to Qigong, and then became certified in quantum touch. I'm also certified in a kahuna healing modality called ARCH, which stands for Ancient Rainbow Conscious Healing. And I'm also certified in angelic Reiki. I'm also blessed to travel with my life partner, Aluna Joy. We take groups to the spiritual sites in Maya lands in March, as well as Machu Picchu in Peru in September. So that's
wow.
Me, honey.
Mm-hmm. And hi, everyone. I'm Aluna Joy, and I'm here in Sedona, Arizona. But like Raphael says, we take groups to the Maya lands in Peru. I do Star Elder sessions. I'll talk about that a little later on, what that means. And we also create sacred site essences made in power places all over the world. Wrote the book Mayan Astrology, and we have a free online newsletter. So
well, that's cool.
That's kind of like what we do here.
Yeah, that, you know, the online newsletter is something that I think a lot of the listeners would be interested in. So if you would give your websites out, that would be lovely. And we'll give them out again at the end of the show.
All right. For the newsletter, you just go to alunajoy.com. And underneath the listing called Free Stuff, there's a link to how to sign up for the newsletter. And it's free. I get it out when I can, which is usually about once a month. and the articles are based on personal and planetary transformation, what's going up on planet Earth, what the elders are saying, and all kinds of things.
That'd be some good information to have.
Yeah, and it's our act of service. It's what we love to do the most. It's something that really keeps me going because I believe that wisdom is a river, and we need to keep sharing what we get with each other so we can keep the river going.
Absolutely. And if you would tell the listeners about the free healing that you're doing once a month, and it's coming up this Saturday.
Yes, it is. At the beginning of this year, Luna and I basically tuned into the energy of what we felt the year was going to provide for us, and the word that came to mind was service. And so I sat down and was thinking, what can I do to help continue my service to the light and to humanity? And what I came up with was with providing a free healing session the first Saturday of each month. And the next healing session will be this coming Saturday, May 2nd. And it occurs at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and it lasts for an hour. My typical sessions last 2 hours, but this is sort of a shortened version. And everybody that would like to participate, all I ask is that, first of all, go to my website, which is www.iamblessingwater.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link that says Healings with Raphael. And then that's my website. It tells all about my energy work as well as testimonials. And if it resonates with you, if it calls you to do so, send me an email with just your name, first and last name, and city and state where you live and country. And I will include you in Saturday's session. And it can be pets are more than welcome as well.
Cool. I think you're going to have a lot of takers on that.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. So talk about the work that you do, Raphael, and, you know, how did you come to it, and what kinds of things have happened with this work?
Well, the way things sort of progressed is, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there have similar circumstances, is that you have an interest in increasing your spirituality as well as taking healing workshops or learning various healing modalities. And what happens over time, at least it did for me, and I've talked to a lot of energy workers, is that they start taking class after class after workshop, and after a while it just becomes to the point that, okay, I think I've taken enough. And with these workshops, you take a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so the energy work that I do isn't actually one specific modality. It's a combination of basically the lessons that I've learned and the classes that I've taken and the experiences that I've received. And so it's a combination of basically utilizing the healing modalities connected with Mother Earth, because I have a strong connection with the Native Americans, especially the Lakota, the Ojibwe, and the Blackfeet, as well as in tuning in with the angelic and the divine realms, and encompasses all of that. As far as what's a little bit different about the energy work that I do, is there's when people hear the word sessions, there's two ways of doing a session. One is a phone session, which is what Aluna does, and the other is a silent session or an energetic session. And that's the type of session that I do. And we simply just set up a time between myself and the person or the animal that I'm working on. And we set aside, like for this Saturday, it would be an hour's time. And for this Saturday's healing session, all the people need to do is simply just tell Spirit that this is what I'd like to heal. I don't need to know that information because Spirit is all-knowing. And then we set that time aside, and Spirit does its work.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to attend that at that time, because I have a little cat that, like, barfs all the time. And I don't know what his problem is, and the poor little guy, he just keeps coughing and coughing and coughing, and I listen to his lungs. You know, being a doctor, I whip out the stethoscope, and if I can get him to stop purring, I listen to his lungs, and his lungs sound clear, and I'm like, what is up with the cough? You know, the poor guy sounds like he's going to cough out a lung. And I think we have quite a few people that are kind of in that situation now with all this weird, you know, virus that's been going around. So I think you may have a lot of people kind of tuning in for that.
That'd be wonderful. As I started doing this in March, and we're already up to over 400 people, we have 44 states included in 24 countries. And I've been doing session. I was blessed to do a session last month to a bit where we had a pet conure and a Quaker parrot included in the session. And the month before, there was also a hedgehog. Believe it or not.
A hedgehog. Okay, now that's
hedgehog.
A new one.
Yeah.
Was that someplace in the States or was that over in England?
I believe that was in the States, yes. Yeah. Animals resonate to energy work wonderfully, and I think a lot of it has to do with because the ego is not involved, and there's, you know, they don't, the mind isn't getting in the way, so it's just, it's the reception of those energies is just much, much easier for them.
Oh, definitely. It's like little kids.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, they don't know any better, so they don't get in the way of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's, if you could address that a little bit, you know, how do we get people to get out of the way so that the healing can come in?
I tend to, in my opinion, I think it's just knowing that we are all connected to God, and our purpose in life, in my opinion, is to basically reconnect to that God self within us. And anything is possible. And although it's easier said than done, we need to just step aside and let Spirit do its work. The energy work that I do, which I tend to feel is a little bit different than other type of energy work that's out there, is that there's a lot of healing modalities in which the energy work or the modality being used today is being channeled through the actual healer, or I like to use the word energy worker. And when that happens is that you're basically adding another filter or a middleman in the process. The energy work that I do doesn't have, the energy is not coming through me. What I do basically is I tap into the divine, and I basically tap into those energies and direct those energies directly to the person or the animal that I'm working on. The energy work is not, the energy itself is not flowing through me. Because in my opinion, if we're on this planet and we're in a 3D body, we all have issues, which means those are filters that are stopping that energetic essence from coming through pure.
Yeah, you know, I've talked about that a few times before. You probably knew Torkum when he was, you know, here in town and alive. And one of the things that he talked about was that a healer was only as good as the cleanliness of their filter.
Exactly.
And, yeah, and that's a big problem. You know, living in a town full of supposed healers, that is a big problem, because I've seen a lot of people that have picked up things from other people, and you know, been there, done that myself. So I think that the way that you're doing this is well, it's the way I prefer to do it too, because there is no interference then, and
exactly.
So whatever energy is going to come through, you're basically doing an intercessory prayer, is the way I think of it. You know, you're just kind of going, okay, you know, bring the energy down and, you know, let's get this healing on, and then you just kind of, you know, feels like you kind of stand back a bit and just kind of like make sure that the person's taking it okay, because sometimes those energy jolts can be a little bit rough. And I don't feel, I mean, I haven't met you in person, but I don't feel like you have that tendency to let somebody get overloaded.
That's, you know, the energy work is always done with it with the permission of that person's higher self. And as long as that's being done, then the amount of energy that's coming in, the way I see it, is going to be exactly what that person needs, nothing less, nothing more.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be real interesting to see what happens this Saturday, because I can pretty much guarantee you that a number of listeners from this show will tune in.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock in the morning, Mountain Time, which is the same as Pacific time right now. And
right.
So write this down, listeners, you know, before you get into the healing thing, because Raphael's going to zap you with his healing energy a little bit later. So make sure you write it down before you go, woohoo. So the main thing then with this healing is that you are specifically asking the higher self if this is okay. And right. do the people need to know that this is coming, or is it unnecessary for them to know?
Well, for Saturday, what I've been asking, and the reason for this, is that I ask that the people actually take the same time out during the course of the day. I think it just tends to be the mentality of past things that if something's given out free, then it doesn't have any value. Well, for in this case, the exchange here is that you set aside your time the same time that I set aside my time, and there's an exchange, and that you focus in on receiving God's white light and healing energies. And those that drop me an email, I will send them a brief description regarding the work that's being done, as well as two very quick visualizations that I ask them to do, which only takes a couple minutes beforehand, if they want to. It's not mandatory. And that way they're in the mindset of receiving that healing, those healing energies.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, sit back and let spirit do its magic.
Well, you know, that sounds like a darn good idea to me. And I know that there are a lot of people that are having problems with their lungs right now, so I think that's going to be a big thing. And as I was traveling back from Las Vegas, I was hearing on the radio that everybody's preparing for the swine flu, you know, so they're working on getting everybody scared about that stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that would help, even if people aren't sick at the moment. I feel like this kind of energy would really help them to not get sick.
Mm-hmm. And this energy work isn't specifically related to physical symptoms. It could be emotional. It could be spiritual. If you think you're having a blockage regarding spiritual issues and taking that next step forward, then this is just as strong a healing for that as it is for a physical symptom.
Cool. I'm liking this. I think this is going to be quite interesting. And what I would like the listeners to do, if you're going to attend the healing at that time, would you please drop me an email as to what you're feeling and what's going on with that, and also, you know, of course, email Raphael, because I like to keep track of what's going on with these things. You know, it gives me a hint as to what's happening on the planet. And, you know, how much closer we're getting to kind of an ascension process type of thing. But I'm very much interested in what the listeners are feeling and, you know, what the changes are in their lives for a number of reasons. For one thing, it helps me to feel better about the state of the world. So that's a selfish reason, but but I want to know. So I'm really curious. I really like to know about these things. So listeners, if you're going to attend that, would you please, you know, keep a piece of paper next to you so you can write down what you're feeling and what you're seeing and that kind of stuff, because that would really be interesting. And I know
that's
Raphael
wonderful.
And you have tons of testimonials on your website.
Yes, yeah.
So for those who are not on your website right now, if you could talk a little bit about some of the more incredible ones that happened, that would be cool.
Well, first of all, I do pretty for the most part, as I mentioned earlier, is hold space and direct that energy. In my opinion, the healing work, it really isn't up to me. It's up between the person that's getting the session and God and Spirit. What happens between the two of you is really not any of my doing whatsoever. I mean, if you go to my website, some of the things that you see is a lot of people talking about spiritual blocks being released. Last month, a lady had written me regarding the free session that I'd given that her hot flashes had stopped. Another lady had me do a session about a year and a half ago, and she mentioned that it was for her daughter who had, I believe it was 220 vision, if I'm correct. And at the end of the session, a week later, she went to the eye doctor, and it improved to 120, which she felt was a remarkable improvement.
I guess so.
that's a few of them, but I mean, like I said, it's not really up to me. It's up to spirit and yourself, yeah, the person that's getting work done. So.
Well, I think that's an important thing for people to realize, too. Because one of the things that I've learned is that not everyone wants or needs a healing. They may say they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they may take the time, they may set aside the space to do that, but they block it because they really don't want it. And so I'd like the listeners to understand that sometimes that happens. You may think that consciously you want it, but subconsciously, you know, to have the healing would not be correct in your program because you have things that you need to do yet and you need to work through it. So I don't want you to get discouraged.
Right.
You know, because I have people tell me, oh, I've been to all these psychic healers and it didn't work. It's like, well, okay, then it's not supposed to. So don't worry about it, you know.
Right.
But
I
think the healing is going to help anyway. And it's going to help in ways that you might not recognize. It's going to help you to be more open to spirit, more open to the truth of yourself. So if things have failed before, I want you to understand, listeners, that doesn't mean they're going to fail every time, and it doesn't mean that nothing happened. So just understand, any time that you go into any kind of a healing space, there will be healing. You just may not know what it is yet. This is why I like to get, you know, listener feedback so that I kind of have an idea of, you know, what people are actually experiencing. And it's good for them also to verbalize it, you know, or to write it,
mm-hmm.
because then they kind of maybe remember it. Too many times, you know, people complain about stuff all the time, Raphael, you know, and they just, you know, bitch, moan, and complain, and if they don't get like a miraculous healing all at once, then it's like, oh, you know, that wasn't good. And it's like, no, sometimes you need baby steps.
Yeah, I think a lot of us love the psychic phenomena, and we like to see the big stuff happen. But as we get further on our path, I think that tends to subside a bit. And this is my opinion only, and I think that if they don't get a healing, maybe it's because spirit wants them to figure it out themselves. So that way when the healing does occur, it'll be that much more powerful and more effective.
Absolutely. So it'd be interesting, you know. I mean, I've seen so many different things myself that I just have to laugh, you know, because I start feeling these things from people like, you know, oh, well, you know, I've been through all this and I've been to all these people and, you know, nothing worked. It's like, well, I bet it worked, but, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, let's be open. So what I would like you to do, listeners, is when you do tune in psychically and set yourself that time aside this Saturday, please be gentle with yourself and don't prejudge it, okay? Because I'm here to tell you that the energy on the planet has changed drastically. And if you ever had a chance to have a healing come through and do something really incredible, it's now. So please, I mean, you're being given a gift here because when they sit down to do this healing, they're going to send some really powerful energy at you. So please be open to this and just realize that, you know, whatever happens is going to be fine. And don't worry about it. Don't prejudge it. Don't decide it has to be this or that because those are all blocks. So please understand you're getting quite a gift and be ready for it.
Hmm.
So it's going to be interesting.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. I'm sorry to cut into your time with that, but you know, we have people that are new listeners, and then we mm-hmm. have people that have, you know this stuff and it's old hat, and they're like panting because they can't wait until Saturday, you know, and so they're waiting to soak up the energy that you're going to do tonight. And I can feel all this stuff, and so I'm like, you know, let me tell the new listeners, here's how you approach it. And do you have any other suggestions for them?
Not at this time. I think what we'll do is we'll hand the phone over to Aluna, and
okay.
I'll do a small session here for your listeners.
Okay.
All that I ask is that one of my buddies is Archangel Zadkiel. All I ask is they can do this mentally, tell them that those of you that would like to participate in the session now, to give him your permission to include them, include yourself in the session that we're going to do right now. And for just a very quick visualization, just visualize God's white light totally filling your entire being, starting from the crown of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet. And with that, I think we'll hand the phone over to Aluna.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Valerie.
You bet. Thank you, Raphael.
You're welcome.
Okay, Aluna.
Yes.
Hi. Okay,
hi,
why don't
how
you?
How are you?
I'm doing okay, actually. But I was telling Raphael earlier, you know, include me in this healing thing. I still have some soreness.
I'm healed again.
Yeah, I'm like, zap me with that stuff too. I'm open and ready because, boy, I'll tell you, it's been real interesting. So why don't you tell the listener?
I think it's his humbleness that makes it so strong. Because mm-hmm. he's such a humble being.
Yeah, he's a beautiful energy, and I think that the listeners are going to feel that. So, listeners, you can continue listening, and Raphael's going to be doing the healing work on you. And you know, we are multifaceted beings, so you can do all this stuff at the same time. So this is going to be really interesting. So Aluna Joy, if you would just kind of go into how you do the healing experience, also, and you know, how do you work in the world to help people?
Well, I go about it a lot differently than Raphael does. Mm-hmm. I was born with my gifts; didn't learn it in a workshop or a class. It evolves with me. I was born clairvoyant and clairsentient. For astrologers out there, I have 8 planets in water. 5 of them are Scorpio, and I'm still alive to talk about it. and I've gone through Dark Night of the Soul in the 80s and came out the other side an entirely different person, and that's when I started working with my guides that I had when I was a child. 2-3 years old, I had this group of beings that I knew were my family, and the people that I was living with were strangers, making my childhood rather interesting. But when I got older and went through my dark night, I became more aware of the fact that we were supposed to do something together, and we started doing what I call startolder sessions. But when I was a kid, I called them my buddies. Mm-hmm. And they like that name better than Star Elders because when we say Star Elders, that's a word or a term we have to call them because you got to title them something to talk about them. But buddies actually fits better because it's equal. They're not above us or below us. We're not higher or lower now. We're just friends sharing together, working together in a way where we're all equal and all are empowered. And they like it that way. And so the sessions are kind of based on that. We work together. We never know how it's going to show up. It depends on the person and where they're at. And I look at them because I have my natural clairvoyance. It's beautiful to do it over the telephone because I have nothing to rely on except their energy. I can't see what they look like. I can't read their body language. And because they're on the telephone, most people are more relaxed because it's not so in their face. Mm-hmm. They can do it from the privacy of their home. They don't feel so intimidated by the fact that someone's, you know, looking at you. And mm-hmm. Then the Star Elders help me see from different perspectives, and they can go into places I can't see. We work through time, space, dimension, past, present, future, body, mind, and spirit. And time and space are ones that, even though it sounds like we understand them, we don't. These are places they help me see. And we can go to past lives, family members that have crossed over, health issues, blocks. In your future, you know, we work on Dark Night of the Soul. Even though, you know, the average daily things we've been going through lately, like the losing our boundaries, feeling spacey. You brought up the lung issues earlier. Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh because I've been dealing with that too. Mm-hmm. I'm not immune to what's going on the planet, so I've been dealing with feeling like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we look at things like people's personal destiny, how to deal with the overwhelm, because the energy has definitely taken a huge jump. and I think we're in brand new territory now. And how we deal with that is entirely different. It's almost like we have to reevaluate and reassess everything. And what used to work before isn't working. And we're having to find new things as we go along. So it's a learning experience, too, when we do sessions. I learn things every time I do a session. And when the person, hopefully by the time we hang up the phone, they feel empowered enough to be able to deal with what the world is dishing out at that moment in their lives.
Yeah, and there has been quite a jump in the energy. And I was telling the listeners the last couple of weeks that I got sick. I lost my voice. And it was like, you know, it came through like it was gangbusters, you know. I mean, it just came through and was gone in 5 days. But it was really interesting because what I noticed was it was kicking up stuff from 13 years ago. And I could feel it coming out. I could smell it. I mean, it was just disgusting. But because I was breathing smoke for like 3 months. And so it all came out. And I was feeling all this stuff going on and getting the same symptoms. And you know, basically anybody around me could smell it because it was actually outgassing from my body. And as this stuff happened, I knew it was because of this energy. And it was like, it was so intense. If you didn't lay down and let it do its thing, then you went into complete exhaustion and overwhelm and then got sick. And so it wasn't just me I watched this happen to, it was everybody. And unfortunately for me, I had things that I couldn't sit down and just rest. I had to go do all these things and I paid the price. So I think it's important for people to understand this energy that's hitting us is getting more and more intense on purpose, and that it really is helping us to move forward, and it's separating the wheat from the chaff, as they say. You know, and it's our chance now to increase our vibratory level. It's our chance to become more of who we really are, or to fall back asleep again.
The Starlers say that as we move through to the next world, and even the Maya elders predict that we're right at the edge of entering into that new world, anything that's unnatural to the way humans actually are supposed to be can't come through. So any of your past history or your beliefs about yourself that aren't true, well, let's face it, we all have a bunch of them, our self-criticisms, and all the anything that's unnatural inside of our body, they can't go with us. And the Starlers say this is the first time we'll actually do it with our physical form. Usually we leave our bodies, we come back and reincarnate on the earth every time we go through one of these big shifts of the ages. And this will be the fifth one that's in at least recorded history, although the Starlers says there's been a lot more of these shifts. We just don't have any memory of them anymore. But anything that isn't natural to the earth, to the natural earth's natural code of creation, that's not natural to that, has to go. And that has to do with our thought processes, what we believe about ourselves, even who we think we are and why we're here. A couple months back, I had this really bizarre dream. And I think, you know, and I've had a lot of dreams in my life, but I've had maybe two that stood out as ones that I don't even know if they were actual dreams. I actually think I shifted into the next dimension for a short time and got a little taste of it. And it was pretty scary because I didn't know who I was or how I got there or where I was or what was going to happen next. And the realm I went into was totally and completely in present moment. Nobody was considering 5 seconds ahead of themselves, or none of them had any history attached. And it's funny how much we get our identity from, well, who we've been, or our history, and what we plan to do in the future. And these beings that I was in this dimension with were completely and totally in the present moment. And I watched the new sun rise, and the elders talk about the new sun coming. And I saw the new sun rise, and I saw the new gardens, and I saw the new plants. And when I came back out of that dream, life was different after that. And that was just before we went on a trip to the Maya lands. We were in Guatemala and Honduras. And the whole trip, we were in between worlds the whole time. And it was very strange. And oddly enough, a lot of lung stuff came up, too. So when you brought up the lung stuff, I had to laugh because we were all quite a few of us were dealing with that. And it was like the breath, we take in spirit through the breath. And we have to take it in a different way. And what we were exhaling is, it's like almost like the air doesn't want to come out of us anymore.
So interesting.
It's one of those places where I'm still trying to, I'm doing my, what I call spiritual archaeology. I'm still digging, trying to figure out what this means now. We're posting some of this on the website already, and that's at alunajoy.com. The full version of what I experienced during that dream is posted there already. And the things, the exact messages we got from the Star Elders, Raphael has been clever in taking a tape recorder, and we've been tape recording the messages we've been getting now, and we've got the first one up on the website already, the one we received while we were in Tikal, and the second one in Copan, and one of them is about letting go of the past and our history, and the second message was about stepping into the future and how we do that. So those will both be posted on the website. And one already is, and the other will be probably within by the end of the week. We'll have time to get it up. And we're finding that people are experiencing those messages just as if they were with us on the trip, which is nice, because we can only take a few people at a time on these sacred journeys, and I'm beginning to realize that what happens there is not just for us anymore, it's for the whole planet. And we've been really feeling strongly that this year is about sacred service, and we've been trying to incorporate more ways of giving service instead of just what we've been usually doing, trying to find other ways of gifting and giving our services, because of the economy, because of the great need, and because of there's just so much going on. We just feel like it's important to start being more in service, and we find we feel better when we do it.
Yeah, you know, I think I talked to you guys before about what I've noticed since the beginning of the year is that people are coming together in teams. And people are thinking more about things that they can do to help the planet, to actually bring about change in a harmonious win-win situation type of way.
Exactly. Because and, it's the way we're supposed to be living. Is where it's win-win.
Exactly. And I'm finding that I have very little patience for people who are still living in the old way, you know, the old what's in it for me stuff. And I just pull away from those people. And, you know, if they're not thinking about creating something that's going to benefit the whole planet or at least more than one person, then I have no desire to be around them. And I just, and it's not that I'm judging them, it's just that I don't want to be there. You know, it's not fun to me. It feels very dense and it feels very sad. And I would much rather be with the people that are planning things that are exciting and they're creating things and they're thinking about, you know, how many people can we have at once?
Yeah, they're doing things from their heart, not from their heads.
Exactly.
They're doing things that they're offering things that are coming from their hearts that they're impassioned about. And
exactly. And
that's beautiful because I think that's the way the world is evolving too. Because the rest of the world is so spread so thin now that all it's going to take is one more little shove and the house of cards is coming down.
Yeah.
You know, you being a doctor, too, one of the things I've noticed lately, and it's been painfully obvious lately, is the way the medical profession works now. You almost feel like you are a commodity to be farmed instead of the doctor there being of service to you to help you get well.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep, I've seen it because I have experience on both ends, the allopathic and the naturopathic, and and I get very disgusted with things the way that they're done in the allopathic realm. And I spent 30 years as an RN, so I've seen it all, you know.
Yeah.
And I just went through a thing with my nephew. He got mono, and so I mixed up my stuff because my brother and sister-in-law asked me to do that and sent him a big box of all this stuff. And he's on a mission. And they basically said, you know, don't send him any medicines from home from your family doctor because, you know, we take him to our doctor. And I bristled immediately because I want my nephew to be healthy and to be safe. And when you have mono, it hits your liver, and it hits it bad, and it does some permanent damage if you don't take care of it right away. And my sister-in-law felt the same way, so he got the stuff anyway. And he said it was weird, but, you know, as long as he felt better, he was happy. But it's that kind of thing where they go, oh, well, you know, we're only going to take him to our doctor. And, you know, as a naturopathic physician, I look at that and I think, you know, what happened? Why did people allow a branch of medicine to come into being and worship them as gods when they create so much harm? And it's not that they only do harm. They do good, too. But, you know, my own feeling about this is if you don't work as a team in everything that you're doing, then you're not bringing about the best for each person, and you're certainly not bringing about the best for humanity. And in every area of life, we need to be working as teams and looking farther, you know, being in the moment and looking towards the future. You know, what can we create that's better than any of us could create alone, no matter what it is that we're doing? You know, I mean, if you're shoveling poop, be the best poop shoveler that you've ever been. You know? And yes, I have done that. You know, I have worked on a ranch and also had to shovel people poop, not shovel, but, you know. And because of that, you know, it's like, it reminds me of the old Don Juan Carlos Castaneda thing. You know, be impeccable in everything that you do. If you're going to be a jerk, be the biggest, bestest jerk that there is. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, don't do it halfway, you know, and get a bunch of people in a team to help you. You know, really explore it. And I think that's really what it's all about. You know, we are exploring ourselves because that's God exploring itself. And this is why we have to be in teams.
There's a couple thoughts about that. I always feel that in everything we do, if we don't give it our 100%, then part of the energy that God gave us every day we're throwing in the garbage can. Mm-hmm. And every day when I feel like I'm not living in my impeccability, and let's face it, we're all human, so we're all going to fall off this pedestal we try to put ourselves on every so often. But I feel that if we don't do our best in each moment with the best ability that we have, with the tools we have today, we throw the gifts that we receive by being alive another day on planet Earth right into the garbage can.
And I agree.
So every day, I try not to ever throw away my energy into something that is negative. You know, some people, especially now because there's so much negative on the planet, and the media is just doing some huge scare tactics. And as soon as you go into fear, you can't hear spirit, and you can't hear your truth. And it's a way of draining your energy out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can stay positive and know that in each day that you create something positive, instead of battling the darkness, you go off and you create something good. You're adding to light, not just neutralizing your energy by fighting against what's wrong in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it also brings it about where you create a place in which when the others are tired of battling and fighting the darkness, they have some other place to go. We're a lot of us, and I'm sure everyone listening here, are what I call bridge people, people that are building bridges to something new. We may not know what that new thing is, but we know we're heading there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's coming. Yeah. You know there's something out in front of you. You may not know exactly what it is, but you know you're going there. And we're building that bridge, and so we have to live from our hearts and our impeccability each step we take each day, and as we do that, we get there.
Yeah, I agree with that very much. We've been talking about that on the show now for months, about how a lot of us have no idea where we're going or how we're getting there. We just know we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And we just have to be in trust.
And the way we get there is by following our heart each moment and doing what feels right in our heart and not going from our head, which is only our history, anyway, and our history doesn't work anymore. So we have to go with our hearts. We have to trust that. And it's really pushing a lot of people's buttons because nobody's really trained in the world to listen to your heart. You're trained by our educational system and by our society to listen to your head, not your heart.
And that creates an awful lot of problems.
It does. And we've all had those problems.
And then, too, you know, I think a lot of people are in that spot where they're transitioning and they're feeling very sad and very alone because they can no longer act the way the people that haven't quite made it yet are acting, and mm-hmm. they're not surrounded by the new people yet, and so they're kind of lost, you know, and feeling like, wow, you know, I don't fit in any place. And my comment to that is always, you know, get over it. You're not supposed to fit in.
Exactly.
You're supposed to go beyond.
Yeah, if you're feeling uncomfortable and out of place, you're probably doing exactly the right thing.
Exactly.
Because you're not growing if you're comfortable. If you're comfortable in your life, which I really think we should do it a different way next time around. We should all decide we want to do this. Because mm-hmm. I like being comfortable, but I know that when I'm in a comfortable spot, I don't grow.
Exactly.
Because nothing's pushing you. And right. if you're comfortable, it means you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Because right. your body's comfortable with it, and your history's comfortable with it, and your mechanicity and your DNA is comfortable with it. But when you push the envelope and you go into something new, it can cause some anxiety, or you can retitle that by just calling it just flat-out excitement. You know, like when you get on a roller coaster, you know, mm-hmm. you want to get on that roller coaster because it looks like it'd be a really fun ride, okay? And the roller coaster does these big loop-de-loos, and it just looks like it'd be a great fun. So you get in there, and you get strapped in, and you start going up the hill, that first hill, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I want to get off this thing. Well, that's where we're at. We're right on the roller coaster ride, and we're right at the top of that first hill. We're about to make that big fall, mm-hmm. and we're thinking, how do I get off the ride? And you mm-hmm. can't. And once you get off the ride, and once you get down that hill and around and do the loop-de-loos, the first thing you think about is, wow, that was fun. I want to go do it again. And that's what we're doing. And it's been rather much like a roller coaster ride, probably since, I don't know, January, a lot of things changed. But I noticed by March, for sure, things mm-hmm. had changed.
And, yeah, I noticed that, too. It was intense.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of family issues came up in January and February. For everyone.
Yeah, they're still coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've gotten through mine, I hope, anyway. Knock on wood. But a lot of family issues I watched. A lot of people go through lots of family issues. And it's clearing out the history and then clearing out the past. And one of the things that we learned when we were in the Maya lands was one of the messages we got from the Star Elders was to build a garbage can next to you, and it's behind you. And any time it's an old thought or an old idea, you throw it in a garbage can and keep yourself wide open for what's coming because you're going to have to make space for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming needs space, and you can't do that if your cup's all the way full. So you have
exactly.
to empty out of your life what you don't need. And you can even do it in your physical world by emptying out your house of things you don't need anymore.
I've seen a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, and, yard sales, yeah. Yep.
I've been doing that.
Get rid of the books you don't need anymore. Get rid of the clothes you don't wear anymore. Give them to somebody that can use them. You know, make that part of your service is helping people with what you don't need anymore by giving it away.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that the listeners have been kind of talking about that in the last couple of months, about how a lot of us have felt like we need to move location, we need to get rid of the extraneous stuff in the life, you know, and everybody wants to simplify right now. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's a very necessary step, because when you go to the next dimension, some people are going to go to the in-between places where it's just like this, but a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to have a lot better, and some people are going to go on to something that doesn't look anything like this. And so everybody, though, is getting ready for it and is clearing out and is working on their issues big time and saying, you know what, I've decided that I refuse to have that in my life anymore. And I go through it just like everybody else. You know, I feel it, I go through it, and I just go, okay. You know, and I find the biggest thing that helps is to not get upset. You know, when something happens that's not quite the way that you planned it, you know, don't get upset. Just kind of go, wow, you know, that was kind of an interesting experience, and I wonder what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why I had my little thing this weekend. But it was really interesting because, you know, when you know something's about to change and you're wondering, how the heck is that going to happen? What's that going to look like in my life? And then it happens, you go, wow, I didn't think it was going to happen that way.
Uh-huh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you honestly, I didn't think I was going to go through what I went through this weekend. And it was okay, I'm fine, you know. But it was like, it was so interesting. Because I was wondering, you know, what's really going to happen? I had my cat interpreter friend told me, my cat said, you're getting a truck and we're moving to the country. And I said, okay, what does that mean exactly? You know,
mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, how's that going to happen? Now I'm going, well, guess what? I need a truck. You just never know. You know, so I think that if you leave the space open and you're willing to experience something that you hadn't really thought about, and, you know, maybe it's like, okay, I don't know exactly why I need this. I don't know where it's taking me, and I don't really know what it's all about, but I'm willing to go and just get rid of the fear and just move into it. And, you know, the feeling that I'm getting from the work that you and Raphael do is that you can really help people to move out of that fear and help them to kind of move into more of who they really are, which is what I like, and, you know, help them to drop that old baggage. And I think that, you know, I haven't experienced your healing work other than tonight, and I can definitely feel it. But what I feel from it is that it has to do with kind of going in there and rooting out the old baggage.
Exactly. And putting people in a place where they're not afraid of their life anymore. And I think fear is our worst enemy and sometimes our best friend, too. Because fear will show us exactly where we need to go. It's like the little flag that says, oh, I haven't looked there yet. That scares me, so I got to go there. Because if you're afraid of it, it means you haven't been there. And that's where the growth is. And,
yeah.
and the trick is not to allow the fear to rule you.
Mm-hmm.
Use it as a tool to help you know where the growth is. Especially for
Absolutely.
Those spiritual speed freaks out there. You know, there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah, I tend to go for that kind of stuff too, because I know that that's where the growth is and that's where the fun is, and you become more by challenging yourself and by facing those things that do scare you and things that you don't know where it's going to end up. And, you know, so many mm-hmm. people, the worst thing for them is the unknown. And I've watched that with a lot of battered women. They would rather stay mm-hmm. and be beaten and possibly mm-hmm. killed and be absolutely miserable 24/7 than to take a step beyond that into something they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing to get. Yeah. It's hard to get them out.
It's what the Inca people call the mechanicity of the human being. You tasted broccoli and you decided you like it, so now you only want to eat broccoli. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't like carrots anymore, so you tasted them once, you didn't like them, so you never eat them again. And what it does is your likes and dislikes, or this works or that doesn't work, it starts to build you a fence. It starts mm-hmm. to fence you in to the point where you can't move. And that's why people stay in those abusive places for so long, is because they're so fenced in. They're psychologically, they fence themselves in so they can't move.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
fact of the matter is, we all know when we bust out of those places where we never thought we'd get out of them, usually what happens right after is miraculous, amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your life completely changes. I would never go back to where my life was 30 years ago when I was going through my dark night. Never go back. It was an intense, the most horrible situation anybody could go through. And yet, when I came out the other side, I was an entirely different person, and I would never trade my life for anything now. because it's my life now. I'm not living my history. I'm not living out of my mechanicity or my fear. I'm living out of my passion. And I'm so lucky I get to do that. I wake up every morning feeling so grateful that I get the opportunity to do that every day.
Absolutely.
Because I know there's so many people out there that can't yet. And I know that they're all starting to stretch. Because it sounds like you do that, too. You watch people, so you get a barometer about what's going on in the world. And there's a lot of people stretching out there, and they're coming out of their boxes and their envelope and stretching out their envelopes. And they're changing.
Yeah, and I have more hope for humanity with that.
I you know, and I do too. And I heard you say that earlier, and that really made me happy because a lot of people I talk to don't have the same opportunities you and I have because we get to talk to people all day long, and we see they come from all walks of life. There are good people in every place, in every walk of life on this planet right now. I've had people call me from Homeland Security, the military, the UN, lawyers, doctors, psychologists, scientists, people that work for Monsanto, people that build bombs. The list goes on and on, and they're all asking the same questions we are, and they're all wanting to do something good for humanity. And they're starting to stretch, and I think we're going to change this world from the inside out without the big cataclysms and the Armageddon and all the awful prophecies that are going on in the world. I think we're all going to come together as a global community, and those people that are waking up in all these different areas all over the world are going to change the planet in a very gentle, easy way. As gentle as it can be, because some things are going to have to come down. We can't work in the world the same way we have. It doesn't work anymore. We're all feeling empty. We feel unfulfilled. We get more and more and more and feel empty, more and more empty. People are looking for something that fills that space inside of them up, and that's not living for yourself. It's living for everyone, the community, back to the tribe where we all lived for each other, not just for ourselves. So it's very shallow and very empty when we do that.
Yeah, I very much agree. In fact, I was kind of in shock this weekend, or yesterday actually. I had to go to the tow yard, you know, and look at my my former car. And I walked into the office, and it hit me right in the solar plexus. It was such low energy. And I was just standing there going, ugh. And so I was bringing in the light. And my sister-in-law was with me, and she even felt it. And she's not that energetically sensitive, you know. And I thought, man, if she's feeling it, you know, it's pretty bad. But it was real interesting. When I walked out into the yard, the guy that walked with me was telling me about this incredible spiritual experience that he had. And I thought, isn't that interesting that this guy, who you would never look at a second time, basically, you know, I mean, because he looked like everybody else there, you know, but we're walking out into the yard, and it was quite a long hike to get to where they put my car, and we were talking about spirituality, and I was so surprised, because feeling that energy in that place, and then walking out there with maybe the one guy in the whole place that had some spiritual oomph was really interesting. And it showed me that even in the darkest places on the planet, there are still people who are awake and are awakening more and are gentle and beautiful people on the inside. And so that gives me a lot of hope, too. It was really quite an interesting weekend, you know, to see the contrast and you know, just to relax with people and just let them be who they are. And just to kind of take in everything, you know, because everybody thinks Las Vegas is Sin City. I lived there for over 20 years. I loved it. And I never went gambling. You know, it was really funny. Mm-hmm. But just the energy there is very much like Sedona. It changes you. And it'll change you in whatever direction you decide you want to go. It's a city of lights. It's also a city of darkness. And so you have both of the things side by side. Probably more so than in most areas of the world, at least where most people would get to. So it was quite an interesting dichotomy to see that. But I have great hope now because of the things that I've seen, and I keep seeing more and more hopeful things as we're going on. And by the way, I thank you for the energy tonight. That was really wonderful. And, you know, we could go on having this conversation for a long time, but we're kind of out of time here. So I want to thank you both for being on the show and for sending out that healing energy. What we had were some comments here about green energy coming in a cone from the top of the head, a humanoid figure made of white sparkles. You know, people are really feeling it, and being able to breathe deeper and feeling the need to breathe deeper during this. And I could really feel the energy, so thank you very much for sending that energy for everyone. And let's get everybody to sit down at 9 a.m. Pacific on Saturday. And remember to go to the website. Give the website again, please, if you would.
Raphael's website is www.imblessingwater.com. And you look for the healing link, and it'll explain about his healing. In fact, he's up, and he's looking at me now, so I think he's coming back online, and he can finish telling you about that. And then my website is www.alunajoy.com, and the free newsletter link's there. You sign up. It's free. You get it in your inbox every month. I have a YouTube channel with video of the Maya lands and Peru and beautiful inspiring video and lots of articles to read, and I just love it when people go watch my YouTube videos now. It's my latest addiction.
Cool. Very cool.
It's very fun, and I know it affects people more than words is music and photographs. I've been an amateur photographer for most of my life, and I get to go to some beautiful places. So this way I can share that energy of those sacred sites that change you when you go there with people that don't get a chance to go by watching YouTube. And it's free. It's great. I just love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Raphael's online now, so he can tell you a bit about what to do about his healing on Saturday.
Okay, great.
Raphael?
Thank you.
Yes. The website, just to once again, is iamblessingwater.com. And at the top of the page is a link that says Healings with Raphael. And if you like what you see there, drop me an email and the email address is redrockraphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L, Red Rock as in Sedona Red Rocks, at yahoo.com. And drop me an email just requesting to participate in Saturday's session with just your first and last name, city, state, and country. And I'll drop you an email back with a couple of visualizations if you're interested and a little more information about the session. And very much looking forward to I'm very excited about Saturday. So,
yeah, I am too.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tune my energy in at that time. And thank
Wonderful.
You so much for doing the healing energy tonight. That was really cool.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, we had quite a few comments on it. I don't know if you were able to hear that, but we had comments about green energy coming up from the crown chakra, a humanoid figure made of white sparkles, kind of a big wave of white sparkles at first, and you know, people were really feeling it, feeling the need to breathe deeper. So that was cool.
Yeah. Cool. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Well, it's been a great joy having you guys on the show. Thank you so much. And maybe we'll run into each other in Sedona.
Sounds good.
Not physically, figuratively. We already had enough run-ins for the weekend, okay? I just as soon avoid any more of those kind. But it'd be wonderful to meet you in person. So perhaps we'll get to do that one of these days.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah, so thank you for being on the show. And listeners, you can contact them on their websites, and also you can check the show information. I have it listed there for their contact information. If you'd like a private healing, then please do contact them for that. And, give the email again, please, if you would.
My email address is redrockraphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L, at yahoo.com.
Great,
and
thank
Aluna's
you.
Is aluna at alunajoy.com.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, and our show has been brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. Wonderful, organic, pure stuff. A joy and delight for your skin. And if you haven't tried it, please do. You owe it to yourself to have something that is pure and natural for your skin. And they have several different skincare products, so please do check that out. And they are wonderful people, and they really care about everybody. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
children, come and Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608.